Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am Hayoshev B'Tzion, schus haChayalim, haChatufim, Golan ben Gabriela, Matan ben Dvora, David ben Ziva, Tzal ben Batya, Elisha Yehuda ben Ruti, and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Bracha, Moshe ben Reza, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Yamat Simcha ben Adina Minya, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Das, Rizvzor Vetzi Rovida, Eichem Feg Vaskal Hezbasia, should all have Rafuas Brias Hashleima, Echgid Ratz Bachayim Tzvi, Choli Yitzchak Hatzav Cholim Vileha. This is based on a drosha given by Maran Arav Ol Yisrael Vikdosho, Arav Kuk Zatzal, Binyan Parashat Zachor, כתוב בתורה, ויאמר השם אל משה, כתוב זאת זיכרון בספר, ושים באוזני יהושע, כי מוחו ימחה את זכר עמלק מתחת השמיים. Hashem says to Moshe, write it as a memory in a book, and place it in the ears of Yehoshua, because I will surely erase the memory of Amalek from beneath the heavens. So we'd like to explain, why does it have to be dafka zikaron basefer? Why does it have to be a memory in a book? And it doesn't even say anything here about us having to erase Amalek. Us having to erase Amalek only comes in Parshas Kisetze. There's a pasuk in Parshas Bishalach. Here it says, Macho Emcha, I will. So, first of all, why does it have to be Basefer? Second of all, we don't even have anything about us doing anything. And so, is there shichacha b'lifnei kisei kvodecha? Does God forget? So who are you writing in the book for? You're writing in the book for God? Also, what's it ksov so zikaron basefer v'sim be'oznei Yehoshua? Once he writes it as zikaron basefer, so then Yehoshua knows it. Why do you have to be sim be'oznei Yehoshua? Put it in the ears of Yehoshua. אמנם אומר הרב צריך להעיר שמי שמכיר את כתבי הרב אז זה נכתב בסגנון מאוד פיוטי, גבוה, קבלי וכו' וכו' אבל הדרשה הזאת וכל ספר הדרשות שלו מדבר שור זה נכתב בסגנון יותר רבני, יותר נפוץ, לא ייחודי לרב כי אלו דברים שנכתבו בשנים מוקדמות יותר, למרות שיש עדיין את הגאונות של הרב, אבל לא להיבהל מהשפה והסגנון, זה קל יותר מכתבים המאוחרים יותר, הסגנון של ספרים כמו אורות הקודש וחבש פאר וכו'. אז מוריי ורבותיי, אנחנו צריכים לבאר את זה על פי האמור במחילתא, says in the Mechilta Zikaron Basefer, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Kishabah Amalek Lahazik Es Yisrael, when Amalek comes to harm the Jewish people, Mitachas Kanfei Avim Shebashamayim, from under the wings of their Father in Heaven, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said in front of God, Ribono Shel Olam, Rasha Zeh Ba Le'abed Banecha Mitachat Knafecha, Sefer Torah Shenatat Elehem, Mi Yikrabo. God, this Russia is coming to destroy your children from under your wings. The Sefer Torah that you gave them, who's going to read it? Rabbi Elazar HaModai Omer, Kishaba Amalek Lahazik Et Yisrael Mitachat Kanfei Avim Shebashamayim, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Banecha She'ata Atid Lefazran, Tachat Ruchot HaShamayim, שנאמר כי כארבע רוחות השמיים וכו'. רשע זה בא לחלל מתחת כנפיך. ספר תורה שנתת לה, מי יקרא בו? So Rabbi Elazar HaModai says that when Amalek is coming to harm the Jewish people under the wings of their father in heaven, same lashon as before, Moshe said, your children. Before we said your children, they're going to destroy your children, or under your wings. So who's going to read your Sefer Torah? That's Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Elazar HaModai says, that your children, that you are going to scatter them under the directions of the heaven, ki ka'ar beruchos ha'shamayim, a pasuk in Zechariah 2:10. So they're coming. You're going to spread this your nation under the four corners of the earth. So this rush is coming to destroy them from under your wings. Who's going to read your Sefer Torah? So ze parashat Bishalach Masechet Amalek parasha bet. V'ra'ui lahavin divrei chachamim v'chidotam. B'meze ba'u lahosif ki'im kol echad advar mishneu. So what do we like to understand? The words of the wisdom of the wise and their chidos and their riddles. What is each one saying? What are they adding on? What is Rabbi Elazar HaMadai adding on? As biyur advarim al pi divrei hagmara b'mesechet kitin. Lo koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael ela b'shvil dvarim shebal peh. Shenemar ki al pi advarim ela karati itcha brit ve'et Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only made a bris with the Jewish people for dvarim shebal peh. As it says, because based on ki al pi, lashon al peh, al pi advarim ela karati itcha bris, I made a bris with you. So you see, the bris is for the dvarim shebal peh. V'havanat ha'inyan hu al pi ma shekatavti kvar b'chama mekomot be'ezrat Hashem. So how do we understand this? This is based on what I've written in numerous places. And that is, al dvar tu'dat Yisrael ha'kfula al pi ratzon Hashem yitbarach. The dual purpose tu'da milashon ya'ad. Today a tu'da means a certificate. But in rabbinic Hebrew, a tu'da is a purpose. What is the purpose, the dual purpose, tu'dat Yisrael ha'kfula al pi ratzon Hashem yitbarach, of based on the will of Hashem? Sheshtehen nichlalot b'shnei ha'te'arim shenit'arnu v'hem mipi avinu shebashamayim b'zman matan Torah. So we have these two purposes that are expressed in the dual role that we have in the titles given to us by God, by our Father in heaven, at the time of Matan Torah. And that is Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. We are a nation of Kohanim, a kingdom of Kohanim, and a holy nation, a kingdom of Kohanim, and a holy nation. As it says in the Pasuk, Ve'atem tiyu li mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. And you should be for me a mamleches kohanim, a nation of a kingdom of kohanim, of priests, and a holy nation. That's the Pasuk, Shmos 19:6. U'biur elu ha'te'arim, shehem kemat nosim hofchiim, u'mikol makom shnehem matimim yachad b'ma'alatan shel Yisrael. כי הנה רצון השם יתברך הוא להשלים את כל באי עולם שיבואו לתכלית שלמותם להשכיל ולדעת את השם יתברך כמו שיהיה בסוף הימים. So לכאורה, these terms, on one hand you have a ממלכת כהנים, you have this kingdom of priests, so that's like it's one thing, and then you have something which is, it's not a ממלכת anymore, it's a goy, it's a nation, and it's not Kohanim anymore, it's Kadosh. So what's the difference? What does this mean? What this means is that the will of Hashem is to perfect the world, that the world should come to Shleimus. They should know God as it will be at the end of days. And the ones who are to bring to this purpose are the Jewish people, like it says in the Pasuk, Ata hares ladas ki Hashem hu alokim. Hares Aladas means to show others. And that's the mitzvah of limud la'acherim es derech Hashem yisbarach. And that's something additional to the maila of the Jewish people. But be'emes, the Jewish people have a maila mitzad atzman. Shehem yishtalmu b'shleimut ha'gdola lehashlim mitzad atzmam kvodo shel Hashem yitbarach. V'hi chashuva yoter me'amala shel hashlamat zulatam. The Jewish people have a maila mitzad atzman, that they should become shalem themselves. In other words, there is perfecting others, and then there's becoming great ourselves. What's more important? Becoming great ourselves. Because kol ha'umos, afilu k'shetiyena shlemot, b'tachlit l'fi erkan, yefshar shetiyena megiot l'malat Yisrael v'kedushatam haruya lahem. All the nations, even when they're shalem b'tachlis, according to their level, it is impossible that they are going to come to the level of the Jewish people and the holiness that is fitting for them. In other words, as great as the nations are going to become, they're never going to reach our madrega. So if the whole mitzvah of the Jewish people was only to perfect the world, so it would be fitting shelo yirbu lafrish atzma mikol ba'olam kol umot ha'olam rak yidbeku behem she'yaleh bi'yadam ezeh leitiv lahem shlemut haruya lahem. So we shouldn't separate ourselves from the world. We should connect ourselves from the world if the whole purpose is perfecting the world. But avol be'emet ein shlemut shel kol olam kulo kadit l'shlemut shel Yisrael im ken be'et etzem ha'ma'ala shel Yisrael hi ikarit behem v'kodemet el ha'ma'ala shel ha'shlama sheyicholim la'shlim et ha'umot. Al ken chayavim Yisrael liyot muvdalim me'ha'umot b'chol ha'nagot af al pi shemei lifnei otam lo'ya lahem gam ken. But be'emes, the whole shlemus of the world isn't worthy, isn't equal to the shlemus of the Jewish people. So the maila, the great level of the Jewish people is primary, and that precedes any other maila of the umos ha'olam. And therefore the Jewish people have to be separate from the umos in all their anhagas. Even though, ultimately, when we're acting the way we're supposed to, we're going to impact the other nations positively. And that's why Hashem gave us the Torah, for our perfection and for the perfection of the world. And he split it up into two Torahs. There's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Even though the whole Torah, even Torah Shebichsav, the Iker Tachlis is for the Jewish people. Nevertheless, Torah Shebichsav, Kadosh Baruch Hu put a koach in it that through Dveikus Yisrael b'Torah Shebichsav, they will also be mashlam, also perfect the umos. And therefore it was given Bichsav that other nations could also perceive it. And that's why Hashem said to write the Torah Be'er Hetev, Dvarim 27:8, and Chazal Darshan, Sota Perek Zayin Mishneh, B'Shivim Lashon, L'man Yilmedu Kol Ha'umot, V'yair Lehem Me'ama'ol Shebatorah, in order that the nations should learn it, and they should be able to get the light of the Torah. Ach Torah Shebal Peh, Hi Miyuchedet Rak Nachala L'Yisrael Levadam, V'ein Lazar Itam Klal Chedek V'Nachalaba, Alkein Amar HaKatuv, Echtov Lo Rubei Torati, Kamo Zar Nechshavu, כדברי חז"ל בזה, שיתרון ישראל מצד עצמה מכל העמים, הוא במעלה הבאה להם מתורה שבעל פה, שבזה אין לאומות העולם כל חלק כלל. So we have that the goyim should get the light of the Torah, that's why the Torah is translated into 70 languages. But Torah שבעל פה is unique, it's only a nachala for the Jewish people, and no foreign nation has any חלק in this at all. And therefore the pasuk says, I will write Rubei Torasi Kemozar Nechshavu, like Chazal say, that the Yitaron of the Jewish people Mitzad Atzma Mikol Ha'amim, what makes us greater than the nations? What makes us greater than the nations is the fact that we have Torah Shebal Peh, and they don't. So most of the Torah is written, but not all of it. For some of the Torah, that is foreign to the nations, and that's what makes us unique. The fact that we have Torah Shebal Peh, and they have no chelek in this Torah, so that's our maila. Our maila is in Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Sab, everybody has shaychus too. But Torah Shebal Peh is unique for the Jewish people. והנה באמת אין תורה שבעל פה דבר ועניין אחר, כי אם ביאור האמור בתורה שבכתב. אם כן, עצם התורה שבכתב כפי אמיתתה ודאי אין לאומות העולם חלק בה. So the truth is that even תורה שבכתב, תורה שבכתב is only for the Jews. It is only understood for with תורה שבעל פה. So you can't even say that the goyim have a חלק in תורה שבכתב. Because תורה שבכתב can only be understood with תורה שבעל פה. But since they don't have תורה שבעל פה, so what's their Torah Shebichsav worth? But mitzad the chitzonius of Torah Shebichsav, the nations have a chelek. Mitzad the chitzonius of Torah shebichsav, they have a chelik. They have they have their Bible. They can open up the Bible. But in the pnimius hanyanim kamuvan, of course, they have no chelik, because to really understand Torah shebichsav, you need Torah shebal pen. Maseches Bechoros, it says that they asked Rabbi Elazar, what does it mean refidim? And the answer is refidim kamashmo. And other people say, what does refidim mean? It's like it implies a place. And others say that it means they were rough with yedeim and atarah. They were weak with yedeim and atarah. They were weakened. Their hands were weakened from Torah. That's where the Jews traveled from when the Amalekites attacked them. So we have to understand, what chachma do we have over here that's ru'uya the Rebbe Eliezer? That's Ru'uya the Rebbe Eliezer, that he says Refidim is Kemashma. What do you mean Refidim is Kemashma? Why is that? Why is that a great Chachma? What's this great wisdom? That's what it says. But it's Dafka. Oh, we need Rebbe Eliezer to tell us that. Ve'od amru b'gemara she'shalu oto k'shaya yoshev b'metif taraba. He was sitting in this great yeshiva. So you need to be sitting in this great yeshiva in order to say Refidim is Kemashmo. So what does this Gemara mean? So it's always kedai when you're learning the works of the great people to think, what would I think? And you come up with what you come up with, and then you see what they say, and you're like, wow. Unless you're in the Madriga, that what you say about yourself is wow. That could also be. Anyway, I'm certainly not there, so I say wow for others and not for myself. So there's nothing to say wow about for myself. In any event, זה דבר ראוי להבין, כי אף על פי שכל השלמות האנושית נתן השם יתברך תחת הבחירה, כמו שכתוב בתורה, ראי נתתי לפניך היום את החיים ואת הטוב, מקום כאין בכלל חופשית כי מנוגע לפרטים של ישראל. אבל נוגע לכלל ישראל, קראת השם יתברך כבר ברית עמנו, הנו שיושר כלל שיחד שם כלל ישראל נבדל ונפרד מכבישת שמו הגדול. וכן תמור של דבר הוא שמעלת ישראל מצד כללם הוא המעלה האמיתית שלהם. זו המעלה גדולה ככה שהיא למעלה מכל בחירה. Here Rav Kook says, a great chiddush, and that is that we all have bechira, but that's only as individuals. As a nation, Klal Yisrael doesn't have bechira. God made a bris with us that we will never fully be able to separate. And you see, historically, it doesn't matter what movements there are, conservative reform and Haskalah and oppression and persecution and the French Revolution and emancipation, everything. The Jews, look at us today. I'm saying, have you ever had a time in history where there's so many people sitting and learning in yeshivas and kollelim and beis yankivs and so many svarim being written? You have svarim, 800 pages on Asher Yotzar. Unbelievable amount of Torah. And every topic under the sun. And above the sun. Kabbalah, and Hasidus, and Musar, and just amazing, amazing. Why? Because there's a bris, and the bris is that we're never going to be separated from Hashem. V'alkein tamo shel davar hu shemalat Yisrael, because we, our true ma'ila is our klal. ועל פי דברינו נאמר, נאמר נכון שהדבר המוטל תחת הפרט בעניין מעלה יצר הניקים השלמות של ישראל שהיא מצד חיצוניות שלהם, שהוא מה שמגיע גם כן להיות אומות עולם מושלמת על ידם, וזה חלק שח בחירה, ואפשר חשום לאבד לפי שעת המעלה הזאת, אבל מעלתם שתדעת עצמה שעל זה נחלטה ברית, דבר זה תלוי בקדושת הכלל ואינו משתנה. So, when it comes to being influencing the other nations, there we have בחירה as a nation. When it comes to what we have a bris, we have a special bris with God, with Torah Shebaal Peh, like we said before, that's our bris. That's nogea to us specifically. There we have no bechira. Klal Yisrael is always going to be connected to God vis-a-vis their own personal madriga. Vis-a-vis their madriga versus umasa, vis-a-vis umasa olam. So there they have bechira. But now when it comes to their own personal level, their own maila mitzad atzmam, on which there's a bris, that's not tali in anything. V'hine, amaleka oyev hara hazeh, shezachar ivatz keno isav. הייתה עברתו על ישראל על אלה שני המעלות גם יחד. כי מצינו עברת עשיו על יעקב הייתה הרבה דברים שעשה לו. לקיחת הבחורה והברכה. כמו שכתוב בתורה את בחורתי לקח והנה אתה לקח ברכתי. הבחורה היא השלמות העליונה שהיא למעלה מכל בחירה שזכה בזה יעקב אבינו עליו השלום, וזיכה לבניו אחריו, והברכה נגררת אחרי הבחורה, אבל תלויה היא בבחירה, ונתברך יעקב כשהקדים מעשים הראויים לזכות לברכה. ותנאי אתנה אב המברך, והיה כאשר תריד ופרקת הוא לו. So, Amalek, the enemy, remembers this, the hatred of his father Esav. So the Tamsis of Esav goes into Amalek. So his anger about against the Jewish people are for these two milas. Because Esav was angry about two things, the Bechorah and the Baracha. You took my Bechorah and now you took my Baracha. The Bechorah is Shlemus al Yonashi Lemala Mikol Pchira. The Bechorah is the high Shlemus that's above all free choice. Shezacha b'ze Yaakov Avinu v'zika lebanav acharav. So this Bechorah is the Shlemus which is above Bechira, and Yaakov Avinu was Zoche, and he was Mezakeh to all of his children. There's no Bechira on Bechorah. Bechorah is Lemala Mikol Bechira, Ches and Chaf. Baracha goes after Bechorah, same letters. But it's Tali B'Bechira. And there's a Tanai. If you throw off the yoke, then you're in big trouble. Like Rashi there says, when the Jewish people are over on the Torah, then you can throw off the yoke. So the Baracha is really Tali in our behavior, in our bechira, in our free choice. V'inyan ha-bracha hu lefi ma'alat chitzoniyotam shel Yisrael she'en eret gam l'umot ha'olam. The bracha is tali in our chitzonis, which is what the umas ha'olam can see. Ki yatzem ma'alatam shel Yisrael eina museget klal umas ha'olam, ad shiyu mekablim ha'idei ze avodam, avodatam v'kvodam. Arkein amar b'bracha yavdu chamim v'yishtachavu lecha l'umim. Hakol ma shemoreh al ze ha'chelek mehashlemut ha'chitzonit, שתהיה גם לומות העולם הכרה והשגה בו. So the union of bracha is according to the mile of our chitzonius, which the goyim can see, because the etzem mile of the Jewish people, the umas ha'olam don't understand at all. And therefore the pasuk says, Yavducha amim, the nations are going to serve you, they're going to bow down to you. That's when that's connected to what they can understand. Since what they can understand about the Jewish people, they're going to honor you. So here you have the two miles of the Jewish people, the Bechorah and the Bracha. The Bechorah is the Etzem Milas Yisrael, and the Bracha is the Milas Yisrael Klapei Umas Ha'olam. So, הרדיפה של המלאק ובקשתו לאבד מישראל זה החלק המעולה שהוא מעלתן הפנימית, דבר זה אפשר לתלוא בשום עניין בחירה, שעצם זה העניין אינו תלוי בבחירה. So, the Redifa of Amalek, that he wants to destroy the Jewish people, that is the chelek ha'meula, that's the higher part of the Jewish people, their deeper part, so that's not tali in bechira. In other words, they can never, ever destroy us. Alken mitzad kavanat ha'melek hazot ein lomar rafidim hora'a sherafu yedei min ha'torah, shipu yedayim lo yuchal lefal yishu yedei sevshotot kim chelek chitzoni. When are they going to have control? Where are they going to have power? Over our chitzonis, but not on our pnimius. When they're trying to go and destroy us, they're trying to destroy us in our pnimius as well. There they have no koach. So when it says when the Jewish people left for feed, it's kamashma, it's a place. It can't be ripu yadayim min ha'Torah because it has nothing to do with our bechira. So the Amalek has no power over that. Where does their ripu yadayim, where do they have power over ripu yadayim min ha'Torah? In the chelek hachitzoni of our maila, in our behavior, that's the yisod in Igeres Tavkuf Nun Hei. That's the most Cook's probably most famous Igeres to the Radbaz, where he says the two milas of the Jewish people. There's the Bechira and the Skula. Skula you can never take away. Something special about the Jewish people. And then there's Bechira, it's our choice. There you have ups and downs, right? Not every Jew is the Chafetz Chaim. So when it comes to Skula, that can't be touched. This is a Yisod that really, I guess he kept returning to in his life and really lived with, the two aspects of the Jewish people. And you see that in the Gemara. One is Refidim, that you can't touch. You can't touch the Am Yisrael Be'etzim. And then there's the Ripu Yadayim in HaTorah. That's the Maila Chitzonis that the Goyim can appreciate. That's where they can attack us. So Rabbi Lezer says, Rafidim Kamashmo, it's not Rafu Yadayim in HaTorah. There's great Chachma here. Because when it comes to Maila Yisrael Be'etzim, they have no Negiyah. So that's when they're attacking our Maila of Bechorah. But what about they're attacking our, then that's something that's Be'etzim. That's intrinsic. That they can't touch. What about our my love bracha? That's taloi in bechira. ושיסול עולים במעלת הקודש מתקברים בזה החלק כשהם נופכים חס שלום בקדושתם הם קרובים לאבד זאת המעלה. So it all depends on our behavior. And that's why the place is called Refidim Rafa Yedei Min HaTorah. So Amalek is coming to take away the bracha achitzona. So on the bracha pnimis, they want us on both levels. On one level, they can never touch us. So it's not Rafa Yedei Min HaTorah. They just got us in Refidim. It's a place, but it's nothing to do with our Bechira. And Mamela, they have no chance. But in the Rafa Yedeim and HaTorah, there they have a chance. And that's what Lezer Adai said. That it means Rafa Yedeim and HaTorah. They want to be Mevatel that. V'zeo Shev, Lezer Adai v'Yoshua, kol echad v'yel chelik echad v'kavanat HaMalek HaRa'a. So that's Pshat, the Gemara B'chorus, that each opinion is explaining one part of the evil of Amalek. And that is pshat rather in the, it's also pshat in the Gemara B'chor. So also we're going back now to the Mechilta that we read out at the beginning of the Shir. That Rabbi Yeshua says that when Amalek comes lahazik es Yisrael mitachas kanfei avim shebashamayim, Moshe Rabbeinu says that this Russia is coming to destroy your children mitachas kanofecha. She says Sefer Torah shenasata lehem yikrabo. Who's going to read their Sefer Torah? That's Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi says when Amalek is coming to harm the Jewish people under the wings of their Father in heaven, Moshe said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, your children, that you're going to spread them out to the four ends of the earth, and they're coming to destroy on the. They're going to come to destroy them. So what's this? What are these two opinions? What do they mean? Rabbi Yeshua meve'er shemitzad bakashat ha'oyev le'abed britam shi'yisal amalatam yuched lam shalzenet yachadat Rabbi Yehuda leihem aken bi'er shebenecha ba la'abed mitachat knafecha perush. ומה שהם מיוחדים מכל העמים, והם גוי קדוש, ומובדל מכל עם מפני מעלתם מלינה שאין שום אומה בלשון משותפת עמהם. ספר תורה שנתת למי יקרא בו. So the first opinion is the גוי קדוש. Remember, המלך אז כהנים וגוי קדוש. So the first opinion is the גוי קדוש. What's פשוט גוי קדוש? פשוט גוי קדוש is that we're a holy nation, and we're separate. קדוש means separate, נבדל. So we're separate from all the other nations. And the גויים are coming to destroy us. Who is going to read your Torah? That is the first opinion. That's Rabbi Yeshua. And ki ikar avinat haTorah hi hu b'ma shemoreh ma'alatam sheYisrael mitzad atzman. Because the ikar havanas haTorah is that it shows right the primary ma'ala of the Jewish people is their essential value, even not their influence on the Umos HaOlam, just the Jews as themselves. And then Rabbi Eliezer Madoi says, all right, there's also a second kavan. Gam mitzad kavanah sheHashem melekit b'la Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, they're attacking us on two levels. They're attacking us on the level of our pnimius, and they're attacking us on the chitzonius. Pnimius is our etzem amayla, and there they can't touch us, and that's the goy kadosh. And then there's the chitzonius, our influence on the Umos HaOlam. And there they're trying to get us as well. So that's Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi. Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi says that they're trying to get us on that level as well, and that's the pizur, right? That he says you're going to spread them in the four corners of the earth. Like it says in the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magli Yisrael Abeinu Umos, so they're more Geirim. So that's the Chitzonius part. And then you're going to spread them out, so who's going to read your Torah? Who's going to be Mashpi on Umos HaOlam? So that's the beautiful Pshat Perush in the Machlokes over here in the Mechilta. So you see that it all comes together, these two miles of the Jewish people. There's the Bechorah and the Bracha. The Bechorah is the Maila Be'etzem, and there's the Bracha that's dependent on our behavior. There's the Torah Shebichsav, which is our connection to Umos HaOlam, Torah Shebapeh, which is unique for us. And that's the bris that can't be broken, a special bris we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there are the two opinions, what Moshe Rabbeinu said to God. Did Moshe Rabbeinu said that your children, he's come to destroy your children. Who's going to read your Sefer Torah? That's your children, Be'etzim, they're Etzim HaMaila. And the other opinion says you're going to spread them around the earth. So that's how they influence the Umos HaOlam. That's the other Kavan of Amalek. And those are the two opinions, Refidim. Refidim kimashmo, that's the milah they can't, it has nothing to do with Jewish people's behavior. And the other explanation of Rephidim, which is where, right, when the Goyim attacked, when the Jews came from Rephidim, the Amalek attacked us, that's Rafi Yidem in the Torah. That depends on our Bechira. That's the second Madrega of the Jewish people. והוא נקרא על ישראל ומורה על דבקותם הגדולה בשם השם. וזו המעלה הנעלמת שאינה תלויה בשום בחירה כלל. וזוהי השלשלת הגדולה האחוזה בישראל שלא יהיו עבודים כמשל חזל מעניין מפתח של פתח פלטין קטנה. אבל הכיסא הוא מה שנתגלה לכל באי העולם מהנהגת השם מתברך הגלוי בעולם. הגלויה בעולם שמצד דבקות ישראל בזה ישיגו כל בעולם כבוד השם יתברך על ידי ישראל. על כן יקרו ממלכת כהנים, כעניין כהן המורה מלמד דעה לאחרים. זה יצא למיד כיד על קייס קם מלחמה על השם בעמלק מדור דור. So the Kedusha is something that of Hashem, of Shem Hashem, is something hidden. And that's why only in the Beis HaMikdash we read it as it's written. It's hidden, and our name, God calls his name on our name. Right, that's what we spoke about in our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim. That's the Chil Hashem. His name is called on our name, so we're not acting properly. It reflects badly on Hashem. So this shows our special connection to Hashem. And that's not Talim Bechir at all. And we're never going to be destroyed. But then there's the Kisei, that's Nizgal L'chol Be'olam, how Hashem runs the world. That's the throne. So that's that the Goyim can connect to on some level. And that's what we're called Mamlechas Kohanim. What's the job of the Kohen? The job of the Kohen is to teach the people. So that's the Mamlechas Kohanim. The Goy Kodesh is how we're separate from the Goy. And the Mamlechas Kohanim is how we teach them. And these two are not Bishlamas until we erase Amalek. Because that's what Amalek is coming to fight against. It's like we have in Rashi. Now what's the Yad? The Yad is Hashem like raising his hand b'shvua. And it says that Ein Shemo Shalem Vein Kiso Shalem Ad Sheyemachu Shemo Shel Esav. So what does it mean Shemo Shalem? Because it says Yud and Hey, there's no Vav and Hey. So that's Milas Yisrael Be'etzem. That's called that relates to the Mile of the Jewish people. That's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that can never be changed. And then there's the case that doesn't say Kisei. And that's but that relates to, right, because it's not Shalim as long as it's Amalek. That relates to how we impact the world. So that's the Mamlechas Kohanim with Goy Kadosh. Mamlechas Kohanim is how we teach the Goy. And the Goy Kadosh is our essential holiness. ובאמת כמן גם כן בסנתו שתי אלו ואמרו, ישנו עם אחד מפוזר ומפורד בין העמים, שהם עם אחד מיוחד במעלה צפונה. There's one nation, they're מיוחד, אחד ומיוחד. Chazal Darshan says, Echad u'miyuchad. So Kebes Echad, miyuchadim. So there's a special nation that nobody else has a chelek, and that's what makes them crazy jealous. And not only that, they're mefuzer mefurd bein amim. One of them, they're am echad, they're a special, unique, sui generous nation. On the other hand, they're mefuzer mefurd. They impact the other nations. You can't stand that. And they're not going to ever change, because the same shonos mikolam, they're so different. So just let's get rid of them. והנה תורה שבפה כבר אמנה שמיוחדת בייחוד מצד מעלתם של ישראל וקליטת ברית שלהם, שאין לכל עם חלק בזה כלל, ותורה שבכתב היא במה שעל ידי זה יפעלו לטוב על זולתם מהעמים. על כן אמר השם, שעניין מחיית עמלק ייכתב בספר תורה שבכתב. So we said that תורה שבפה is unique מצד מעלתם של ישראל. Right? Because of our special מילה, we have a special Krisis Bris. No other nation has that. And תורה שבכתב is that we impact others. So therefore Hashem says, the Inyan HaMechiyas HaMalek should be written in the Sefer Torah Shebichsav. HaMechiyas HaMalek should be written in the Torah Shebichsav. To show, Machshav Torah Al Yisrael, La'abid Malas HaBracha Shebricham Yitzchak Mehem. To show they wanted to destroy, they wanted to make us lose the bracha that Yitzchak gave us. The Ma'il of Shlemus HaOlam in Torah Shebichsav, that's written in 70 nations. In other words, I want it to be in Torah Shebichsav that they try to ruin our bracha, our shleimus relating to the world, how we're going to impact the world. That's Torah Shebichsav. That's Ksovso Zikaron B'Sefer. And what's Simbo's Ne'Yoshua? Simbo's Ne'Yoshua is Lekbo'en, you know, Gamkin B'Torah Shebal Peh. I also want you to write it in Torah Sheba'al Peh, in the Oznaim of Yehoshua, that it should be something verbalized. That we're special, we're different than all the other nations, and both we should have it both written in, and they should both be written down. We should have both written down and also verbalized, because written down symbolizes how we're impacting the nations, and verbalized how we were special in ourselves. And that's what Amalek tried to destroy. They were after us on both levels. So therefore, you have to destroy Amalek. And the pasuk doesn't say you have to. It says Macho Emcha, I will. That's a kefil. Macho Emcha. There's going to be nothing left. There's going to be nothing left that prevents both our external shlemus and our internal shlemus. And therefore, it's going to be Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, the Kiso Shalem. God's name, God is one. His name is going to be one. His name is going to be complete. The Shem is going to be Shalem. The Kiseh is going to be Shalem. V'haysel Hashem Hamalucha. V'yomer Hashem el Moshe k'sovzo zikarn b'sefer v'sim ba'ozne Yoshua ki mocho y'emche es zecher ha'molek mitachas ha'shmai. You know, nothing to worry about. Make it Torah b'chsav, make it Torah b'al peh. Both of your milas, mocho emche, I'm going to erase them. A double erasing. Nothing is going to stop you in the chitzonis and the pnimis from achieving your goal. And because one day there's going to be no more Amalek. I have to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, this drush is like, I don't know, how much is it worth? $20 million it's worth. It's just unbelievable. Mamash unbelievable. Behit palut gdola meot. Thank you so much for listening. And we have a lot more. We'd like Baruch Hashem, the Rav, shared with us many, many of his... once here, the Rav has... we have published 3.5 million words from the Rav. So that's... we still have a lot more words to say. Thank you so much for listening, and Bezrat Hashem, Yishod Arbe Ma'adavir. Shalom, shalom.